What have you learned from your research into LGBTQ community spaces?
In almost like every realm of research I've been a part of that has to do with LGBTQ plus people, the visible queer spaces are important and valued. Particularly in non-metropolitan areas, there's a lack of it. There's also a lack of, one, being able to like sustain those queer spaces whenever we can get them. But then two, I think a part of it is somewhat of a lack of a broader community buy-in to maintain and manage those spaces. Stakeholders often perceive this narrative that all of our locations, bars, restaurants, whatever, are queer friendly. So we don't need specific spaces. That's not a priority. But then when you talk to actual queer people, there's a huge desire for queer specific spaces. No matter how inclusive a primarily cis hetero space is, it can't recreate the true freedom that you get in a space meant for queer people. There's a big desire for that, and the pop-up spaces, I think those are all really useful and helpful, but it still doesn't create like a sense of community. It's just like, here's one opportunity to like see other people like you and be around people like you. I know me personally, as a queer person in the community, I think, is this venue just doing this for money, or are they truly allies? I don't think you can help but question that motive.
When I've talked to straight friends here or queer people from outside of Champaign-Urbana, I know they're often surprised to hear that there aren't specific LGBTQ spaces here because they think of Champaign-Urbana as a very progressive space. How do you think that plays into this?
I think that that's a complacency that we have here because it has these standards. It's a university town, it has the resource center on campus, has the UP Center, like it has all these different resources that people can access. I know a lot of people do come from more rural areas here to access those resources, but that doesn't negate the fact that there's heterogeneity within the town itself. Some of the parents that we were talking to were like, I have one store that I go to because I know that I won't be harassed there and my kids won't be harassed there. I don't know if I can go to the Walmart across town. Maybe I could, but it's that ambiguity really that is the true like source of distress, of constantly trying to determine, is this a space I'm going to be accepted in?
What's your own personal experience as a queer person been like here in Champaign-Urbana?
I think I kind of go in and out of feeling a sense of community. You know, it's easier to feel it at like events, like pride events and stuff. It's very easy to feel it there. I personally would go a lot to a queer bar. I feel like I would go there a lot because I do feel that sense of missing that ability to just be like, this is just a hangout space and it's safe. It's not even just like I'm worried about being harassed. There's a difference of like feeling comfortable and like free. People don't really know what my gender is, and I enjoy that. But they don't know if say sir or ma'am, that's fun. But then sometimes I'm like tired of being gawked at, and I'm tired of being the token queer person or the learning experience for someone, or like pretty much everywhere I go, in almost every context, I'm teaching someone about gender and sexuality. Sometimes I'd really like a reprieve from that. I think that it's something that I've been missing, and but also like a lot of communities I've been a part of don't have those specific queer spaces either. And I think that comes back to community investment. I think that also one of the answers to this is allyship. It's easy for these businesses or whatever to be allies during Pride, but then am I still welcome there after that? Probably something good to come out of this would be like a call to allies to stand up and do the allyship rather than like call yourself that. So I definitely don't want to paint it like this community is doomed or it's like sad and we're all lonely and stuff. I think a lot of people care about this community a lot. There's a lot of queer people here who really, really are invested.